So in the previous episodes of This Is My Life Story and I'm Sticking to It, I talked about when I was born and how I had a heart defect, and eventually I had to go and have heart surgery where there were complications and I virtually died, if not died. And I went out to the spirit world and I saw God, and God told me He would always be with me. So in the second one, I tell you about my relationship with my dad, how it starts to develop, and how I got a real bad whipping because I didn't want to drink some V8 juice when I could have had a V8. Okay, so now I'm going to talk a little bit about my first white friend that I ever had when we were living in Harvey, Louisiana. Steve Johnson. This will be the third episode of This Is My Life Story and I'm Sticking to It. Okay, so about this time, I was about probably 8 years old or so. I was in the third grade. I was going to school at Gretna Park Elementary. And so I had some, you know, this is about my first white friend that I ever had. But I had a friend that I remember somewhat in Gulfport when I was little. And in a previous episode, I'll tell you about I was born in Gulfport. So according to what I remember, according to what I was told, my mom and dad had problems. So they separated and they got back together. And then so we moved from Gulfport to Harvey, Louisiana. I do remember us pulling the trailer to Harvey. So, but when I was in Gulfport, I remember I went to Ms. Knox kindergarten, and then I went to Gulfport Elementary. I don't remember too much about school there. I remember one time one kid somebody dared him to staple his finger or something, and he stapled it, and the teacher was asking him why he did it and stuff like that. So, but I had a friend named Charles, and kind of what I remember, this was in Gulfport, this was a black kid. So kind of what I remember, the most I remember this situation where, so some kind of way he had a little brother, and his little brother was doing something and aggravated me or something, and I pushed him or something like that. So Charles got kind of upset about that or whatever. And so I guess to kind of make amends, act like was letting him beat me up. And we were like in my family's trailer. And so we were in my room and he was sitting on me like he was hitting me. And I was like, eh. And then my dad walked in. When I see my dad, oh, it was over. I had to push the boy, get off me. I pushed him in. Then my dad started laughing. So anyway, so we moved out to Harvey, Louisiana. And so I told you the story about when I broke my dad's window, and I told him three boys had broke the window, and he looked. And I told you there was this long, pretty long, she-shelled drive to the road. So we were at the end of that she-shelled road and that little driveway, and so that's where the trailer was parked there. But right before that, there was a house, and in this house lived Mr. and Mrs. Johnson. They were elderly people, and they had a son, a grandson named Steve Johnson. Steve. So me and Steve became friends, and you know, we were just friends. I mean, you know, I wasn't even really aware of race, you know, even though I guess I can look and see he looked different somewhat than me, but I wasn't even really aware until school, until I'll tell you a little quick one about in Gretna Park when I, and this is where I really, in Gretna Park and school is where I really first realize about race. But me and Steve were best of friends, and we, you know, we did everything together. We went out into the woods, started fires. We went out and we were smoking cigarettes with the other kids. We just did everything. Even some, I remember one time or that I even spent the night, even though over to his grandfather's house, even though we were right beside each other virtually, but we were just friends like that. And so he had a cousin, an older cousin that would come by, two cousins. One of them was pretty, not that much older than us, probably a few years. He would come by. We made a clubhouse out in the woods, and we would be out there playing and stuff like that. So we left Harvey. Well, when my mom found out that my dad still was messing around, she had given him another chance. But once she found out he was still messing around, we left and went back to Jackson. But before that, you know, so I was at Grandin Park Elementary. And like I said, my mom's a school teacher. So she made sure that we did all of our homework and that we were studying. And so that I got promoted to this top math class and in the third grade. So when I got to this class, that's when I really, one day I realized, because I looked around and I was like, you know, I was the only black kid in that class. So I looked around and I started noticing I started noticing race. I started noticing. It just all of a sudden I became aware at that point of this real difference. You know, things like hair structure, you know, the hair, just everything, you know, stuff. I was looking at myself and I was looking around the room. I said, my God, you mean to tell me I've been in the world this long and I just now peeped this, you know? So that's a whole nother story, because my third grade teacher was Miss Vaughn, and she failed. She flat out failed me, even though I knew the work, but she failed me. And so when I got failed, my mom, knowing that I knew the work, she went to the school, she went to the school board or whatever, and she insisted that there had to be something wrong. There's no way that I could have failed that, I guess it was like the first semester. So they said, okay. So they gave me a test and I passed it. They gave me some kind of test to see how much I know about math, and I did really well on it. So at that point, they overread. Now, you know it was something. They overread the teacher and put me back in the class. And then they had other black kids in the class. You know, then they had, you know, other black kids that came into the class. And so now, you know, because she was trying to undermine Wiley, I mean, you know, I ain't gonna say it like that, but oh my God, it was one kid in there. It was kid O'Neill. It was a black kid. I remember he had a Jerry curl, and this. So we were kind of buddies, and we would hang out at school, and so he would always like to joke and play, and so one day we were playing this game. He said, "Let's see who can hit the softest." He said, "You go first." And I just barely touched him, and then he punched me, and he said, "I lose." I said, "Oh, okay, all right, that was a good one." But eventually, you know, I got tired of it. I said, "Look, I said, man, don't touch me no more. Don't do it. I said, don't touch me. Don't play." And so, I was standing by the water fountain one day, and he was coming up, and I knew he was going to touch me or something, and I was ready. And that boy touched me, and all of a sudden, that anger jumped out of me, and I grabbed that boy by his jerry curl, and I put his head down under the, you know, and cut the water on, and he was, you know, in the water, and this teacher, she said, "Stop, you're gonna hurt him." and I kind of snapped back to reality. And so, but when I learned that, you know, but when I was like just like in school, just like Steve, you know, me and Steve was friends, and I didn't really see race. I guess you see it, but, you know, and Steve, so just like in that class, there was another kid, Dean Champagne, and we used to go out. I was in that class, I would go out with them. At first, when I was in the other math class, we would go play over somewhere else. In this class, you know, it was probably mixed or whatever, but we would go play over somewhere else. Once I got in that class, we was out in the grass playing kiss and catch and everything. And so, you know, it's just something about how, you know, the innocence of kids and, you know, people get taught all this stuff later, you know, taught hate or whatever. And so anyway, so like I said, after the situation with my dad where we went over to the lady's house and she was telling him about, this happened in the last episode, so if you didn't hear that one, you would have to hear that to know what I'm talking about. He, you know, when he whipped me, then he was over at the lady's house and telling her I broke his window, and I said I didn't, and then all this stuff broke out between us. And then so when I got home, I told my mom about the lady. So next thing you know, boom. Now, I guess I got my wish. Now my dad is really not there, even though I might see him. And I would later on, you know, go out and work with him and stuff like that during the summer. But now he's like gone. And we out struggling and trying to survive and stuff like that. So, yeah. But anyway, I had to talk about Steve, because Steve was a very, you know, there was like one of the friend I could think of that I really, that was like my best friend that I probably had that moment up to that point in my life. And, you know, but like I said, you know, I got into this all, you know, this all white class, and that kind of was a theme growing up in my life, that stuff, it, you know, that would happen a lot. So, but I started to consider what God was, you know, was doing and doing that, because, you know, I would always hear, you know, it would always be, you know, once I grew up and learned about, you know, pretty much how, you know, racism exists and segregation, you know, even though we integrated, a lot of times it's still, you know, people still pretty much hang out with their own race. And that was just kind of different for me. So anyway, that's the story of what's happening so far. And if I think of anything else, I might go back later on. But the next time, I guess in the next podcast, you know, I go to Jackson and I go and I become a member of this violin orchestra when I go to school out in Jackson, Mississippi. I keep getting them mixed up. It was two different schools. I think it was Estelle, or it could have been Isabel. I think it was Estelle. All right. Well, thanks for listening. And this is my life story, and I am sticking to it.